Hey there, Dopamine Squad. It's your boy Leo Weston back with another dose of real talk to help you hack your happiness. Today, we're diving into something super important, something that might feel a little cliche, but trust me, it's the foundation of everything else. Self-love and acceptance. Ever felt like the world keeps throwing curveballs, leaving you feeling inadequate or not good enough? You know that feeling when you compare yourself to everyone else on social media, and suddenly your own life feels dull in comparison? Well, my friends, we're here to bust that myth wide open. Self-love isn't about narcissism or being self-absorbed. It's about recognizing your worth, embracing your quirks, and treating yourself with the same kindness and compassion you'd offer a beloved friend. It's about ditching the inner critic and building a relationship with yourself that's rooted in genuine acceptance. And let's be real, it's not always easy. Our culture is obsessed with perfection, constantly bombarding us with unrealistic ideals. But here's the truth. Those ideals are often manufactured and designed to make you feel inadequate. They're meant to sell you something, a product, a lifestyle, an illusion. So how do we break free from that cycle? Here are five key takeaways to help you cultivate self-love and acceptance. First, practice radical self-compassion. Imagine your best friend is going through a tough time. What would you say to them? Would you berate them for their mistakes or offer words of encouragement and understanding? Treat yourself with the same level of kindness and compassion. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. Next, challenge your inner critic. That voice in your head that constantly puts you down. Silence it. When those negative thoughts creep in, ask yourself, is this true? Would I say this to a friend? Often, the things we say to ourselves are harsh and unfair. Replace those negative narratives with positive affirmations and celebrate your accomplishments, no matter how small. Third, focus on your strengths. Everyone has unique talents and abilities. What are you good at? What makes you feel confident and energized? Ditch the comparisons and embrace what makes you special. Focus on developing your strengths and celebrating your individuality. Fourth, set healthy boundaries. This is crucial. Learn to say no to things that drain your energy or compromise your values. Protect your time and space and surround yourself with people who uplift and support you. Remember, you deserve to be treated with respect, both by others and by yourself. Finally, practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small they may seem. It could be a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, or simply the feeling of fresh air on your skin. Cultivating gratitude shifts your focus from what you lack to what you already have, fostering a sense of contentment and appreciation for your life. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who constantly compares her work to other artists online. She feels inadequate, discouraged, and starts doubting her abilities. She questions everything she creates, leading to creative block and a constant feeling of self-doubt. Sound familiar? This is where self-love comes in. Sarah decides to shift her perspective. She practices radical self-compassion, reminding herself that everyone starts somewhere and that perfection is an illusion. She challenges her inner critic by asking herself if she'd say those negative things to a friend. She focuses on her strengths, her unique style, her passion for color, her ability to capture emotion in her work. Sarah sets boundaries by limiting time spent comparing herself online and prioritizes activities that bring her joy and fulfillment. She practices gratitude for her talent and the opportunity to express herself creatively. Slowly but surely, Sarah's mindset transforms. She rediscovers her passion, embraces her individuality, and starts creating art from a place of authenticity and self-love. Remember, this journey is about progress, not perfection. There will be ups and downs, moments of doubt, and breakthroughs of joy. The key is to keep practicing, keep showing up for yourself, and keep believing in your worth. So, take that first step today. Start by identifying one area where you can practice self-love. Maybe it's a kind word to yourself, a healthy boundary with someone who drains your energy, or simply acknowledging a personal accomplishment. You got this. Remember, the world needs your unique light, so shine bright. And don't forget, share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's create a community of support and encouragement where we can all learn and grow together. Until next time, keep hacking your happiness and spreading that dopamine love.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.